Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Oh, you're waking up and listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world? You've heard me say this so many times. What would our technology be if what we have today we had access to 50 years ago? By the click of a button, by logging on blogtalkradio.com, discover what the world has to say. Millions of shows. No, thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Oh, made a little faux pas. It's 6:31 a.m. in Chicagoland, at Central Time. And I'm looking out the window, it's still dark. And in the building across the pond, there's only one or two, three, four lights on in the apartment. Don't you ever wonder what their lives are like? But let me tell you how wonderful your life is going to be today, because you're listening to Live with Kathy. All the shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CHIWATSON. Click on any of the buttons. Click on the dates and hear the show. Oh, this week has been an exciting week. On Tuesday, we talked about Are You Afraid of Aging? On Wednesday, Changing and Redefining the Perception of Aging. But I had a call from Australia. I mean, how sweet is that? And Glennis, if you're listening in Australia, do call in, because it should be around 10 or 9 o'clock last evening. I think they're 8 hours behind us. And yesterday we did January 30th, Living in the Now. And today we're going to talk about, are you listening? Are you living your life to the fullest? And of course you know. Well, wait a minute. Let's take our nice big cat stretch. Oh, doesn't that feel great? And you know what would be great? Having a massage very early in the morning. It's not just pampering. Research shows muscle therapy provides a long list of health benefits. If I had to choose, well, a massage would be great in the evening. But, oh, in the morning? I mean, when you don't have to jump up and get ready for work, that maybe on your day off, that the massage therapist comes to you and then leaves while you're sound asleep. Noreen Wells in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, is our massage therapist, lymphatic massage. Oh, does she have magic hands. As good as a back rub from your sweetie feels. You know, sometimes you need the hands of a professional. That's because a growing body of evidence suggests muscle therapy provides a long and varied list of health benefits. In fact, more people get their muscles kneaded and rubbed for medical purposes than they do for relaxation or pampering. That is according to a recent study. You know, massage helps reduce stress and tension, but here are some more potential benefits. Oh. Do you have chronic back pain? Nearly everyone at some point has back pain that interferes with work and daily activities. If it lasts more than 3 months, it's considered chronic. One study showed people with long-lasting low back pain who got a one-hour Swedish or structural massage once a week for 10 weeks felt and functioned significantly better and faster than those who received standard medical care. Makes sense. They also used less over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drugs. Other research found massage helps with osteoarthritis of the knee, fibromyalgia, and nerve pain, among others. Now, I could just feel the magic hands of Doreen's on my back. Ease anxiety. A review of studies that measured the stress hormone, cortisol, in people before and immediately after massage found the therapy lowered levels up to by 50%. Massage also increases serotonin and dopamine, two neurotransmitters that help reduce depression. That may play into why massage has been shown to help people with anxiety disorders, to increase calm before surgery, and decrease stress and depression in cancer patients. In fact, a recent Turkish study found back massages given during chemotherapy significantly reduced anxiety and fatigue. Oh, the magic of the hands. Oh, we human people are so touchy. Leos Buscaglia, he passed away in 1972, I think. He was the love doctor. He said, we must hug. We must hold hands. It generates calm to know that other human beings are supporting you during your challenge in life. A massage reduces blood pressure. Women with pre-hypertension or slightly elevated blood pressure who received 3 10-minute Swedish massages a week for for 10 total sessions, lowered their pressure more than patients who relaxed in the same environment but with no massage. That was according to a small study. Other more recent research on 35 older adults showed therapeutic massage also helped reduce blood pressure as well as improved stability. And it boosts your immunity. Massage may give the immune system a boost by helping to increase activity levels of a natural killer T cells, which fight off viruses and tumors. Past preliminary science suggested full body massage enhanced immune function of women with breast cancer. A newer but also early study on premature babies came to a similar conclusion. Those who received massage therapy had more active killer immune systems and gained weight faster compared with infants in the control group. That with chiropractic. It's not just pampering. Oh, are you living your life to the fullest? 2014. 31 days into an amazing year. The quality of your life now into 2014 depends on your choices and living in the now, accepting your life right now. Are you living your life to the fullest? You know, it's not a dress rehearsal. Come on. It is Friday, January 31st. Where on earth did the month go? Can't believe it. The 31st. In a blink of an eye, I shall be sitting here or somewhere else in this world in 2015 and saying, where on earth did the time go? Blink of an eye. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Oh, come on. After you take that nice cat stretch, remember that the first hour is the rudder of the day. Shh. Secret number 3 in the elixir of youth. Secrets of a spring chicken. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. Now remember, before going to bed, immerse yourself in wonderful, delicious thoughts to prepare your body for the repair mode it goes into while at rest. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Your thoughts, words, and emotions set your mood and determines your daily destiny. Choose wisely. Now, what's the first thing you do after you wake up? Please don't tell me you jump out of bed. Never, never do that. Your body and heart have been resting. They don't want to be jump-started. Instead, turn onto your back and take a long, luscious cat stretch. Meow. That begins at the center of your body and reaches down through your toes and then works its way up again through your head and through your fingers. Now we're going to rub our hands together. Really hot hands. Rub the palms of your hands together vigorously. Try to make them sizzle as if you were going to start a fire. You'll be using hot hands for several of the exercises. Hot hands generate your own body heat and electricity. I'm just going to do a quick overview of some of the movements and exercises. You see, I acupress my whole body before I get out of bed, before I swing my legs over to do the rest of my routine in the morning. And all of the movements and exercises are done slowly and with purpose. The tummy tickle. This Zen-inspired movement helps the body with intestinal cleansing. Place the flat of your palm over your navel. Using a light, firm touch, slowly circle your palm over your entire abdomen, making the circle larger and larger. Now make the circle smaller and smaller until your hand is resting again over your navel. Do that several times to the count of 50. Next, make a loose fist with both hands and softly drum your tummy, or tap your tummy. Play a happy tune. Finally, open your fists using your finger pads. Massage your entire abdomen up and down and around. Knead it like dough. Now you're cooking. If at any point you experience discomfort, leave that area, then go back to it a second time, gently acupressing that area. Spend 10 to 15 seconds on each movement. Moderation is the key. Massage. Acupress. Oh, your body will love it. One of the best ways to restore muscle and skin tone is through acupressure. This is a method of using pressure points to help release tension so that energy can circulate freely in our faces and bodies. No tools required, only your finger pads. You can acupress the soft shoulder sockets to relieve sinus congestion. The soft sockets are located in front of the shoulder. Using a soft fist, I'm doing it right now. You could do this while you're in bed. Acupress and massage in circular movements using a light to firm touch. Count of 10. Now you're going to massage your torso. Begin with small circular movements with your fingertips in between your ribs, working from the breastbone to the back. Ouch! It hurts in spots, doesn't it? Never mind, it's good for you. Do this several times. Next, think center front, chest area. Now remember, you're doing this in bed. With soft fist, begin at the low bosom line. See the diagram. First position, using a light to firm touch. Massage that area. Then move out a few inches to the side. Release and move up center front to second position. Massage, press out, release. Continue to the third, fourth, and fifth. Massage, press out, release. Think as though you were ironing your provocative plunge area. Count of 5 as you acupress, moving up and out. Then we have on page 17 the call of the wild, the Tarzan thump. Place the tip of your tongue on the acupressure point behind your front teeth. With a soft fist, thump your thymus, located just behind the U-shaped notch at the base of your throat. 10 gentle but firm thumbs. And then we have the hand jive. Helps maintain flexibility in hands, wrist, fingers. Also stimulates the endocrine glands. We have wrist work. Then easy squeezy. Interlace your fingers, squeeze the hands together, and hold to the count of 10. Release and really squeeze again. This is a great stress buster at any time. Then we have finger play. Legs up. Leg push-ups. Now you're ready to sit up and take on the day. Now sit at the edge of your bed. Hot hands now with a straight spine. Take a deep breath and let it go. Now, remember, darlings, these are my secrets. This is what I do every morning. Please, when starting a new program, check with your doctor. Promise? And then cleansing breath. That's on page 19, the head tilt. Back of the neck stretch. Now you're sitting up on the side of the bed. The flying saucer head rolls. Torso stretch. Oh, shoulders and arms. These exercises maintain flexibility. Do them with style and grace. Shall we dance? At the end, we're on page 20 and 21 if you have the book. The e-book is available. Now relax your arms. Now take a bow, and you're ready to spring into action. Your body will love you for it. You've released toxins, and you're going to push them out of your system. And did you know that you are the architect of your life, of your form, of your world? And you're unique. It is your world. It's all about choices. Did you know that exercise is the miracle drug? Activities, exercise, fitness. What's the best exercise in the whole world? Come on. The one that you love to do. And when you find the activities you love, you're going to reap many health benefits. It doesn't have to be my exercise routine. It's daunting. I'm not even going to tell you about it yet today. I'll be at the gym, and it's stair climbing day, so I will probably do 25 flights in about 10 minutes. It didn't happen overnight. And by the way, I'm decades older than most of you. The body and brain don't age, we do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country in the world. How exciting is that? Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows. And millions of listeners. Call in. I double dare you. Hey, if you call in during the next half hour, I will give you the e-book free, The Elixir of Youth. Come on, they're my secrets and methods. If you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. But you read it and you pick and choose. So call me at 347-637-3789 and say, hey, I'm listening to Live with Kathy. I'd love the ebook. And then you give me your... If you don't want to give out your email address on the air, then you simply say, check your email, Kathy. I'm sending you my email. And I'd love to partner with you on living life to the fullest. So you call in at 347-637-3789. My email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then if you love to write love letters, it's Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Tell me what it is that you'd like for me to address. You know, my shows are eclectic. Variety of topics. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. Never boring. And then you're going to log on. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N speaks, SPEAKS.com. And check on all of Z buttons. And you'll see my exciting journey in life, living life to the fullest. Oh, come on, let's be realistic. There are times when I'm a little grumpy. There are times when my intentions are thwarted. There are times when my expectations are not fulfilled. And there are times when talking is pandemonium, but we don't do it. I just gave you the three reasons for an upset. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communication. We are not mind readers. 2014, are you going to invest in you? Or is someone else going to be the director, the choreographer of your life? You have to listen to yesterday's show, Thursday, Living in the Now. No, yesterday is done, past and gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one, there's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Get the book, The Power of Now. Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T-T-O-L-L-E. In its simplicity is the difficulty, because you've been programmed to listen to the voices and the messages that are not true. That are not true. True. Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, when his parents turned 50, they said they had to stop being active. They were too old now to really move their bodies. Well, we didn't believe that for 1 minute, because you see, both of us are exercise evangelists. most people go through a stage in life where they embrace exercise, and then they leave. But we never outgrew our passion. So when you log on, you'll see me. I just finished climbing 50 flights. And the climb was sponsored by the Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and vicinity. The climb is coming up March 9th. You see, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you go. Just finish. That's all. All you have to do is finish. And you want to know what? My time bested gals in their 30s and 40s. And if you're 60 and younger, I'm old enough to be your mama. And if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Now, go to the video. It's a 17-minute running time, but it gives you a flavor of how Roger and I resonate on the stage. No one in the world has thought of pairing Shakespeare and soul songs. The Bard and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. And audience participation. You get to sing with us, and it's for all ages. Kids just don't know about Shakespeare today. And then click on books. And the first book will be The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My secrets. You see, once you've learned them, they're yours for life. They go with you everywhere. And then choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. That's the second book that you need to have right on your desk, where you could touch it, feel it, grab it the minute you need it. 14 of us bared our souls and want to share with you our trials and tribulations. But we persevered. We made it. No guts, no glory. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And then scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. My Trip to Africa. Traversing the Masai Mara, the Serengeti. Animal Runs, Exquisite Food. What a journey. It was inexplicable. Everyone has to go to Africa. It was a photo safari. How would I know it? Eventually it's going to be a movie? You bet it is. And then scroll down. I have a chapter in 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Self-growth. That's available at Amazon.com. So you're listening to Live with Kathy, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, to discover. This may be the winter of my life, but I see it as a springtime. Living in the now. Right this minute, 7:04 a.m. It's the only moment I have. 7:03 is gone. And I don't know what 7:05, 6, 7, 8 is going to bring. So I live with you right now. And you could call in at 347-637-3789. You've got to move the body. I'm talking to a 98, 95-year-old. called her the other morning. She was getting ready to play canasta, to drive out. She still drives. Her mind is as clear as a bell. She said, I'm not going to retire. To what? Boredom. I'm reviving my life. I keep it busy, active. I participate. Then I talked with a 70-year-old. Oh, she said, Kathy, I'm living my life to the fullest. I just got back from cleaning snow. We have a lot of older people in our neighborhood, and they can't go out and shovel snow, so I have a couple of my own trucks with the big snow shovel, and I just go and I clean their driveway, and if they want to pay me, fine. If they don't, it's okay. Bonnie Rooks, her mother, her chapter is in Choices. Steel Mill Mama shows no signs of retiring. That is chapter 7, page 35, but with sadness, she made her transition last year. Oh, she was pushing 90. And in her 80s, she was still shoveling coal with the steel mill workers. No, she wasn't sitting at a desk. No. She said, and some of the men were really kind of jealous. And she said, oh, get a life. I love what I'm doing. Now, let me tell you the opening of her chapter, because it's so appropriate right now. What does the childhood of hard work, sterling work ethics, pumpkin pie, and the love of old Western novels have to do with choices and the determination to keep on keeping on? It is my pleasure to introduce you to Bonnie Rooks. Steel Mill Mama. 1926 was an amazing year. On September 27th, Bonnie was born. It was the year that gave birth to possibly the oldest working steel working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Toughness is an attribute Bonnie, age 85, takes pride in. It's something she carried with her since growing up on her parents' farm in southern Illinois during the Great Depression. Now, she closes her chapter with, it's a proven fact that if you keep busy, you'll live longer. My mother died at age 63, and Dad lived on the farm alone until he retired at 79. By age 80, he died. You know, I think living alone and looking at four walls every day killed him. So you ask, why don't I retire? Because there is so much of living out there. And I don't want to die of boredom, looking at four walls every day. My choice? Refire, not retire. I'm still here, STEEL. When you get the book, you will just be amazed at the courage of these marvelous people. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic, are you really living your life to the fullest? You don't have to embrace my program. You can't do it anyway. But what you can do is pick up the mirror right now and tell me, how do you look? How do you feel? How do you look? Are you a couch potato? You know, most Americans are lazy. Come on, there's no denying it. And they're fat. In 1 year, just 1 year alone, obesity-related illnesses cost all of you $190 billion a year. I didn't say million, I said billion. And then you sit in a doctor's office. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Look, I have a great respect for modern medicine. But I don't want to take any scripts. And, oh, Medicare and Part D, you and I are going to go head-to-head on the penalty. Can you believe this? The penalty that Medicare is charging me because from 2006 to 2013, 91 months, I did not. That seems a bit extravagant, doesn't it? Let's see. Here it is, 2013 minus 2006. That's 7 years times 12. No, that's only 84. 84 months. They said it was 91. 84. I didn't buy any drugs. You see, I was investing in me. You know, they better make up their mind, the powers to be. They really better make up their mind. On one hand, we're getting it from all the research scientists and even the White House. Invest in you. Stay well. Be healthy. Move your body. It was a no-brainer for me because I've been doing it all my life. I didn't even know about Part D. So, got a hold of my insurance agent, healthcare, and he said, oh, here's a company, you'll have to pay $40 a month. So in the event, oh, and you see the pharmaceuticals, man, they are greedy. There are so many drugs out there that they will not turn into generics. In its original form, you're going to pay hundreds of dollars. Dear friend of mine needed some eye surgery, and I don't know why her insurance didn't cover it, but the eye drops were $600. You see, seniors, these are our golden years. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know that? And the law, the cost of living adjustment in our Social Security? Mine was $13 a month. What was yours? And all of these fat cats. They have their own select Cadillac pensions and health care. The divide is humongous. You see, I want theirs. Or you come on over and take our Social Security and Medicare. So from what started out to be $40 a month that I wasn't happy about, they raised it to $72. Now, if you're living on Social Security and you're getting a check for $1,000, that's a pretty hefty chunk, but they didn't justify it. Why are you penalizing me for taking care of myself, for investing in me? And I sent them a letter. I said, justify, justify, justify. Do you want to know what the reply was? Unfavorable. Now, what I did by taking care of myself and investing in me was unfavorable to the pharmaceuticals, to the powers to be. They want their money. Well, they ain't going to get it. no one has justified the reason behind the penalty. Why should I be penalized for being healthy? Ain't going to happen. 347-637-3789. Justify. And you medical doctors, you research scientists, I applaud you. Well, I don't know how many medical doctors are really fit. I remember being on board ship. I would speak on international cruise ships. A charming yet family, younger than the Silver Fox and I. And, oh, the father. Oh, God, oh, did he have a poochy stomach? Oh, man. And he and his wife leave the dining room, and I happen to meander out on the deck, and they were out there smoking a cigarette. And I found out that he was a medical doctor. So they need help. Reach out and help them. Tell them about Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and listen to all of my shows. So they did a research. There's always a study. It showed that regular physical exercise activity helps control rate and reduces the risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, some cancers, and many other medical conditions. But 79% of U.S. adults don't meet government exercise guidelines. Well, what on earth do they know? Now, write this down. A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So, in reality, they're competing for the same energy. Now, the powers to be. The government exercise people who are penalizing me for staying healthy. Now, their guidelines call for at least 2.5 hours a week of moderate intensity aerobic exercise, such as brisk walking, or 1 hour and 15 minutes a week of vigorous aerobic activity, jogging. And we also need muscle building. 2 or more days a week. It amazes me that given all the well-known benefits of physical activity, so few Americans choose to be regularly active. And this is from Tim Church of Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Florida. The most powerful thing you can do for your health is become active. Duh. Try these ideas to boost your weekly activities to 2.5 hours. In some days, that's what I do. And I do give my body a rest. You have to let your body rest so the muscles could reap the benefits. Take a brisk walk for 30 minutes 5 days a week and lift weights for 2 days a week. Run for 25 minutes on 3 days. Lift weights on 2 days. I combine both aerobic, anaerobic, and weightlifting. They're all in my daily program. Bike indoors or outdoors for 30 minutes on 3 days. Play 60 minutes of softball 1 day. Use weight machines on 2 days. Walk briskly for 30 minutes on 2 days. Go dancing for 1 hour. Do yard work for 30 minutes. Do heavy gardening on 2 days. Do aerobic dance for 30 minutes 1 day. Run 30 minutes 1 day. Walk briskly for 30 minutes 1 day. Do sit-ups, push-ups 3 days. Ballroom dancing is a marvelous aerobic exercise. You know, You're embracing each other. Body contact. It's romantic. I love Dancing with the Stars, but over and above that, I love international ballroom dancing. So do you need a buddy? Do you truly need a buddy? I mean, are you living your life to your fullest? Because you see, getting into shape, getting your brain into shape and your body is easier than you think. I don't care if you're wheelchair bound or in a nursing home. There are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You don't need to puff, labor, or strain in order to gain benefits. You know, in some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. Now, activity could be anything, gardening, walking, doing laundry, housework, washing the car. Hey, guys, no way. That washing the car, that's for you. I'm not going to ruin a manicure. Exercise, aerobic and anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter, how long and what your pulse rate is during the exercise. We wear heart monitors. The best advice we ever got. But please, check with your doctor first. Activity, back to exercise. Aerobic is steady, nonstop. Lasts a minute of 12 minutes minimum. Exercise at 40 to 85% of aerobic capacity. This is where the heart monitor reigns supreme. And you got to exercise more than what the know-all, the powers-to-be are telling you. Now, aerobic exercise, ballroom dancing, belly dancing, race walking, running, jogging, bicycling, rowing, skating, non-aerobic, downhill skiing, tennis, handball, racquetball, weightlifting, calisthenics, golf. A message to all of you, and those of you that are 50 and over, you don't have a choice. You have to exercise your body. Why? For optimal blood circulation. The brain needs oxygen. The only way it's going to be fed, the elixir of youth, is through exercise. Picture this. If you don't, your blood becomes like a solid, thick mass of sludge clogging your arteries. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to take a moment to acknowledge my partners. The show is sponsor-driven, so if you're interested in becoming part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, call me at 847-882-8717, and let's see what you have that you want to share with the world. And to partner with me is so affordable. 10 weeks, your mini Marshall is heard 4 times a week, and in the 10 weeks, 40 times. So Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission is to acknowledge, and my purpose is to educate you to the work of the Iron Workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Are you bored and lonely? Don't have to be. Log on heparks.org. That's the Hoffman Estates Park District. I'm going to go and work out. In the next 45 minutes, I'll be on the Stairmaster. Rika Kauf is the 50-plus director of the consortium. to help you look fabulous, to take you out of the feeble genre. And in the book Choices, Divine Intervention, little did she think that a trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005 would change her life forever. heparks.org. Taxman cometh, Greg McIntyre, ahtax@ameritech.net. I'm sharing him with you. He's ours. Awesome. And you know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Looks do matter. I have a secret formula. I have a secret product. It's called Procaine. You see, anger releases toxins into the body, but I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. But what about my face? It's 2 ounces, $50, plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. And when you get the product, you also get the book free, The Elixir of Youth. It's so powerful, you apply it only 3 times a week. And then if you truly want to live your life to the fullest, get the book, change to a positive mindset, and extend your lifeline. Edith Nam. Log on www.enamm.com. Available at Amazon, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Do you have more month than money? Hey, it's the 31st. You having trouble paying your bills? What if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a solid system that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, a home-based business? You don't have to quit your daytime job. You're smart enough. All you have to do is have that fire in the belly desire to be your own boss. I wanted to be my own boss when I was 25. I am the queen of home-based businesses. Hats by Kathy. That segued into Fashions Unlimited on the world stage. I love being my own director because the choices I make are mine. You see, when you're with corporate America, you're going to get a check at the end of the week, but what did you have to forfeit to get that check? Your happiness? Your joy? You're not living life to the fullest? But when you're an entrepreneur, you only get paid if you're working. This is great. I have no problem with it. Log on Leticia, Leticia, myshackley.com. And this is a call to action. Come on. Think about your own home-based business. It's pandemic. Make it a family affair. Leticia, leticia.myshackley.com. So, January 31st, 2014, are you living life to the fullest? If you were to get a telegram from your body, your heart, what would it say? I can't sleep. I'm tired and stressed out. My life sucks. My boyfriend, girlfriend left me. I can't go on living like this. The list of dis-ease and complaints go on and on, but do they have to? Ideally, the telegram would say, for a healthy, happy body and mind, you must begin within. Be aware of your choices. You are the designer of your life. Do you love unconditionally? Change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Can you really commit to investing in you? 2014 is an amazing year. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. The quality of your life is determined by your choices. Until Tuesday, make it a great weekend, and go Denver Broncos. Adios.